Nikola Radon and Milan Kovacev are Boston-based musicians. Both are originally from Serbia. So they know a thing or two about conflict and the clash of civilizations, which is why they named their electronica music project exactly that, The Clash of Civilizations. Except in this case, the music is not meant to divide people, but rather to bring cultures, histories, and ethnic groups together. I recently sat down with Radon and Kovacev, and we started our interview by listening to a track called Declaration of Independence.
Governments are instituted among men. We hold these truths to be self-evident. It is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government.
This song is essentially exploring American history in a way. You know, brings obvious excerpts from the Declaration of Independence. And the chorus line is using a song from early 30s from Alabama County, essentially, God Give It, God It, God Take It, sang by African American community. We also used in the bridge of the song, we used the music of Western Ghana to remind America of its history and to, you know, open a discussion on where we're going.
So Ghana being one of the major areas from which slaves were imported into the United States. Well, the name of your group, Clash of Civilizations, for many of our listeners, that's not going to be an unfamiliar term. So did it come from Samuel Huntington's book?
Yes. We read Clash of Civilizations, a remaking of New World's Order by Samuel Huntington, a Harvard professor. And we started toying ideas of a conceptual musical project that would essentially have these different sides. Each song will include different sides that would try to communicate musically. And Clash of Civilizations usually brings a negative connotation to the world, and it's well-known, term out there. But we completely twist it into positive, basically into dialogue.
Well, I probably should just jump in here and explain for a minute that, as you mentioned, Samuel Huntington, Harvard professor, many years ago, he wrote this book called Clash of Civilizations, where he posits that the remaining major conflicts in the 21st century are going to be between major civilizations. He calls Western, Islamic, Asian, that's going to be the source of conflict in the future. But so you take that term, Clash of Civilizations, and you turn it on its head and don't see conflict. You actually to see cooperation or harmony?
That's correct. We want this to turn into positive energy rather than to express the negative. We are not here to judge any of the sides. The only thing is that they coexist.
Well, the two of you, if I understand correctly, you have, let's not call it a clash, but you come from different musical backgrounds.
Yeah, we're great friends, but musically, Nikola is coming from more of a classical musician and, ethnomusicologist and sort of researcher of early music. Myself coming from more of contemporary sort of, electronic dance and put it into like computer and twisted sort of type. Interestingly, we found that was interesting. Even between us was this sort of eventual clash. How are we going to put our musical tastes together? And that worked pretty
well. It does work.
Yes, yeah. Milan actually, I might say, is guilty that he puts me into the electronic music. It's hard to give up right now.
But it works because that's how you get, say, the 1930s African-American songs mixed with the Declaration of Independence in an electronica format. So let's listen to a little bit more of your music. Here is a track called Heavy Duty. Now, this song I wanted to talk about because I think it reflects your sort of personal stories and also where you come from. So why don't you explain a little bit about what's behind Heavy Duty here?
Yes, we are coming from the Balkans, from Serbia. And this song talks about the region in southern Serbia, which is called Kosovo, and we decided to basically we take the two ethnical songs, taking the lines from two different songs in two different languages.
So one in Serbian and
one
in Albanian.
And basically connect the lines next to each other from two different songs and create a new song. And it's so that was song basically we meant to dedicate to them rather to...
Yeah, the idea was actually came with obviously Kosovo is such a disputed issue with the Serbia and Kosovo Albanians obviously at this point, and we're trying really to find from Serbia obviously trying to find a positive. In terms of how this song actually started, it was an idea of two women singing singing to each other from opposite side of the river, and the river right now is the river Ibar that we had in mind that actually divides Kosovo Albanians and Kosovo Serbs and Kosovo Skamitrovica, for example. And that's there was that analogy of division between us that we're trying to bridge. And however political solution would be fine for this, we're here to instigate dialogue.
So when Serbs and Albanians today hear a song like Heavy Duty that mixes these two cultures in the way that it does, how do they react to it?
Absolutely positive. We've been working with some Albanians from Kosovo along together when we were making this song. They were so touched with the old project and idea and how these two songs are really connected.
So what is it that you hope that people get out of your music as they listen to it?
Well, we hope that, people will start, understanding that, world is not black and white. There are many, many colors, many nuances, and especially when you communicate with other sides, it has to be done with respect, with mutual respect, with open ears and with understanding of what happened. Obviously, a lot of people have short memory of historical things, but, in history, a lot of things are connected, and there aren't things that just happened for no reason. Sometimes, we should be able to find those connections.
So that's something the musicians are capable to do this in conflict zones, especially the musicians from the conflict groups.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's important to mention there are friends, musicians that play with us. We have musicians from literally all over the world. We have musicians from Iran, from Japan that worked on this project, Israel, Albania, we mentioned that,
France.
Venezuela, and the list goes on and on.
We Cyprus, actually adding, Greek, yes, yeah, it's, yes, it's really a yes. lot of musicians.
Well, it's been an absolute pleasure speaking with you. We're going to go out on one of your other songs. It's the Hagia Sophia, which is a very famous mosque in Istanbul that has its own very layered history between religions.
Yeah, so single place with both Christians and Muslims worship.
Well, Nikola Radan and Milan Kovacev, the two members of Clash of Civilizations, it's been a real pleasure speaking with you. Thank you so much for coming into Radio Boston.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you for having us.
Yes.
Clash of Civilizations will perform this Thursday night at Club Passim in Cambridge. For more information, go to our website, radioboston.org.
Tomorrow on the show, a look at the pioneering black men of the Yale class of 1970. They're among the most accomplished of their generation, but they're dying at three times the rate of their white classmates. Why is that? We'll try to answer that tomorrow on Radio Boston.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at Boston.com. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.